With early voting already underway there, Iowa is one of the swing states that both Barack Obama and Mitt Romney have their eyes on as Election Day approaches. And recent polling indicates that the state is still up for grabs. Iowa is usually the country's leading corn producer, but this year may be a little different. It's dealing with a severe drought and the expiration of an ethanol subsidy at the beginning of the year. Joining me now to break down all of this is Radio Iowa's new director, News Director O.K. Henderson, and I'm very pleased to welcome her back to our show. Hello.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good day.
I gather you're talking to us from a car that just had a flat tire?
Exactly. I've had a life moment here, so I am experiencing the joy of tow truck operators who are the heroes to me right now.
Well, on top of that, you have to talk about the complicated situation in Iowa. Mitt Romney was in Iowa early this week. Has he been attracting more people to his rallies in the aftermath of his strong debate performance last week?
Indeed, he did. He had about 1,200 people standing outside on kind of a miserable day this past Tuesday to hear him talk about farm policy. They were an enthusiastic lot. Enthusiasm very much evident after his performance at the debate.
Now, Governor Romney told the Des Moines Register's editorial board that he wouldn't pursue any legislation regarding abortion, which the Obama campaign seized on, saying it's a contradiction of his earlier statements on cutting funding to Planned Parenthood. Is abortion an issue that's going to sway a lot of votes in Iowa?
The abortion issue and this latest dust-up eats into the Republican base, who feels very strongly about this issue, and it dampens their enthusiasm. Quite frankly, they were stunned and incredibly pleased by the way Romney presented conservative values and articulated them in the debate. This is seen as a reversal by many of those activists, who some of whom were quite vocally critical of what Mr. Romney had to say. It also plays into a theme that the Obama campaign has been pursuing all summer. Dating back to June, the Obama campaign has been running a heavy lot of advertising aimed directly at female voters on the abortion issue, accusing Mr. Romney of intending to end funding for Planned Parenthood. And so this is seen by the Obama campaign as an opening. As you've seen in the national polls, there was an incredible reversal in fortune among support, in support among women voters for the two presidential candidates. And here in Iowa, the Obama campaign thinks they can, you know, see a reversal of fortunes by focusing again on this issue.
Now, Romney said he'd issue an executive order that would ban the use of federal foreign aid for abortion services in other countries, and that he believes that it's the courts, not legislatures, that should decide on this issue.
And his spokesperson immediately issued a tweet, which again declared that Mitt Romney is a pro-life candidate. Mr. Romney himself, in another state that isn't Iowa, made that declaration himself. So they're pushing back on the idea that he would not be a quote-unquote pro-life president.
Are tweets the new press releases?
They are indeed.
Let's get to the heart of the matter for Iowa. How hard has the drought hit Iowa's farmers?
Farmers have been in the fields, and it's hard to judge yields based on what they're seeing, because in one part of the field, they may be getting a good harvest, whereas in another section of the field, it's not that good. One of the things I will say about the drought and its effect on the psyche of Iowans, you know, Americans in general were a pretty grumpy lot because of the state of the economy. Add into that mixture here in Iowa a drought that everyone could see and feel and witness in their own yard, if you will, not only in the corn and soybean fields around here. It just added to the malaise that was present in Iowa, I think.
Although with Halloween coming up, I understand the pumpkin crop has been pretty good.
I guess that to be true.
Now, have the presidential candidates been talking about the drought as they campaign in the state?
Both Mr. Romney and President Obama have made trips, especially to stand in or near a cornfield to express their allegiance with farmers who are suffering through the drought. President Obama did it in western Iowa when he was here in August. Mr. Romney did it here in August, visited a farm near Des Moines. So both of them have expressed support for farmers. I think one of the things that has happened in the past week in regards to farm policy is that Mr. Romney has very vociferously blamed the president for the lack of passage of a farm bill, whereas President Obama argues it's the Republican-led House leadership that has failed to bring the farm bill up. So that's been a debate here in Iowa about progress or lack thereof on the farm bill.
And has that come up in the congressional campaign as well?
It has become an issue in a few of the congressional campaigns here, but most notably, the campaign that pits Republican Congressman Steve King against Christy Vilsack, Iowa's former First Lady and the wife of the current U.S. Secretary of Agriculture, Tom Vilsack. Those two candidates have so far debated five times in Iowa, and at each debate, they have tried to lay the blame for lack of progress on the farm bill on the other political party.
Now, former President Bill Clinton is scheduled to campaign for Christy Vilsack in Sioux City tomorrow.
Correct. He'll also be making a private appearance at a fundraiser for another candidate in Iowa, Leonard Boswell, a Democrat from Des Moines, who is in one of the interesting congressional races in the country because it pits Boswell, an incumbent Democrat congressman, against Republican Tom Latham, also an incumbent.
That's because the state has lost congressional seats. Have people been leaving, or have other states just been getting more population?
There has been population growth in, you know, primarily the Southwest and the West, whereas we've been growing but haven't been growing exponentially here in Iowa.
Now, King, who has been a favorite of the Tea Party and advocate of stronger immigration laws, has been known to make statements that some people find inflammatory. Has he received the same kind of criticism that Todd Akins has received in Missouri?
A point of debate which Christy Vilsack has brought up on the campaign trail. She was quite aggressive in their first face-to-face debate, telling Congressman King to his face that he was, in her words, an embarrassment. King is running a series of advertisements here touting the fact that he is, in his words, a straight talker. Iowa's Republican governor has recorded a radio advertisement for Congressman King, which praises him for that kind of straight talk, or as Terry Branstad says in the ad, colorful conversation. And so he is playing it up as an attribute, the fact that he is willing to speak his mind.
I'm talking with O.K., K-A-Y, Henderson.
Exactly.
Who's the news director at Radio Iowa. This is WNYC, WNYC.org. I'm Leonard Lopate. You mentioned the first debate between King and Vilsack. Actually, there have been five debates, haven't there? Isn't that a lot for a House race?
It is. Congressman King had suggested something in the range of 11. When they get done, they will not have achieved that goal, but they will have, I believe, seven total debates before the election. King is remarkable here in Iowa because he has been a congressman for 10 years, and the only time he has debated his previous Democratic opponents was in his very first race. So the prospect of debating Christy Vilsack is different, I think because he gleaned that she was going to be a competitive candidate because she'd be able to raise a lot of money. Everyone knows who she is, and so I think he and his campaign decided debates were a good way for him to directly confront what people may be seeing on their television screens or hearing on their radio stations.
Is there anything else they can discuss after five debates?
Well, that will be my challenge because I will be asking questions of both of those candidates at a debate in late October, so If you have any suggestions, folks out there, be sure to email them to me.
you mentioned the ads. Is there a lot of money being poured into the various races?
There's an incredible amount of advertising money floating around the state of Iowa. If you're a car dealership or trying to sell anything else that has nothing to do with the campaign, you'd be hard-pressed to find available ad space in a 6 o'clock newscast on a television station here or during morning drive on a popular radio station. They have really blanketed the state. There's an Iowa State University professor who has been tracking advertisements for the past decade, and one of the things she is trying to glean in this election is if the plethora of advertisements are actually making any dent in what's going on, or if people are just tuning them out. There is some data which might suggest that the 4 congressional races in Iowa are more competitive than they might be, and the power of incumbency in 3 of those districts may be less because the Romney and Obama campaign ads have actually had, if you will, a down-ballot effect already because they have driven the partisans home to their party base.
Well, Kristi Vilsack has a public profile mostly because of her husband's political career. What kind of politician has she been in her own right?
She's always been very active in politics. One thing about the Vilsacks, there's one of them who likes to govern. That would be her husband. She is the one who enjoyed campaigning during his 2 gubernatorial campaigns. She has an effervescent personality. She enjoys meeting people, and she's a good campaigner one-on-one with people. She sort of stumbled out of the gates earlier this spring in a public appearance on Iowa Public Television, was not able to clearly articulate her policy views. But she must have gone to school in the intervening months because in the first face-to-face with Congressman King, she was a much more polished candidate, able to articulate her opinions.
Maybe she should give some advice to President Obama.
Well, perhaps.
Early voting in Iowa started 2 weeks ago. Do a lot of Iowans vote early, or are the majority of ballots still cast on Election Day?
It has differed in the past between the 2 political parties. In 2008, for example, the Obama campaign handily won early voting over John McCain in Iowa. Yet on Election Day, McCain actually won the number of votes that were cast on Election Day itself. Republicans this time around have decided that they need to get in the act and they need to start attracting people to the concept of early voting. They're targeting people who may have what they call a low propensity to vote. So they've gone after people who may have cast a ballot in 2010, but had never voted in the 5 previous election years. They're hoping to secure those votes in this early voting period and then rely on those reliable voters to go to the poll on Election Day. Democrats do it the reverse. They target their reliable voters in this early voting period and then try to focus on getting their reliable voters to propel soft voters or people who may not vote in every election to try to get those people to the polls on Election Day. So it's an interesting sort of bizarre image of the 2 parties taking totally different tracks for this absentee early voting period. And I'm told that because Republicans are now playing in this atmosphere, that they are almost on parity in the number of early votes that have been cast here in Iowa.
Well, in the 2000 and 2004 elections, Iowa had one of the closest margins of victory in the country. But but in 2008, yeah. Barack Obama won the state by 10 points. Should he?
But it was But it was only 87,000. Uh huh.
So, do you have a sense of how close it'll be this year?
I think Iowa is perhaps the poster child for purple states, if you will. Everything seems to indicate that these campaigns are neck and neck. I think there was some difference, some momentum generated for Mr. Romney because of his performance in the debate, but we haven't really seen a legitimate poll to come out since the debate to show where things may have shifted in the race yet. So I do think that Iowa will be one of those states that on election night people will still be scratching their heads and wondering how this can be such an evenly split state.
Well, the Rasmussen poll released on Monday had President Obama leading Mitt Romney by 2 points.
Right.
That's within the margin of error.
And that was a poll that came after the debate.
But is Mitt Romney popular in the state? The Republican caucus was incredibly close, but Rick Santorum beat Romney by 34 votes. Has the Romney campaign worked hard to woo those Santorum voters?
Mr. Santorum has been here on occasion. He's not been here to campaign on Mitt Romney's behalf. But I have to say that for Republicans here, it is anybody but Obama that is their focus. So they are willing to vote for Mr. Romney. I think most notably are those Tea Party activists that were so vocal during the 2010 election cycle. They have really buckled down, kept their heads down, and are supporting Mr. Romney because they see him as the way to unseat Barack Obama.
What about Paul Ryan? He's a congressman from neighboring Wisconsin. Is he popular with the state's Republicans? Although we should point out that President Obama is from another of Iowa's neighbors, Illinois.
Exactly. So we have a couple of neighbors on the ticket on both sides. Mr. Ryan did a campaign tour down the Mississippi River on the Iowa side last week. I was there for those events. He got an incredibly rousing welcome from the partisans at Loras College, which is a Catholic institution located in Dubuque. He's getting a good reception when he's campaigning here, and he also is able to go into places which are in Iowa considered to be Democratic strongholds, like Dubuque, like Clinton, like the southeast part of the state, Burlington, and able to make a case that Republicans should not be disheartened. They should still go out to vote because those Republican votes are going to count the statewide total. So if he underperforms, if the Romney Ryan ticket underperforms in those areas, it's bad. He has made things much better for them.
How did he vote on the ethanol issue? It's been a big business in Iowa in the past few years. And after a record year of production in 2011, Congress let a $6 billion subsidy for ethanol expire at the beginning of this year. And now we have this drought that's been cutting into the supply of corn for ethanol. Does that mean, what does it mean for the ethanol industry? Has it been hit really hard?
The price of corn is more of a factor than the subsidy itself at this point. What has happened here in Iowa has been a sea change because the ethanol industry in past election cycles has really held politicians' feet to the fire in asking them if they supported that tax subsidy. Now their focus is on what's called the renewable fuel standard and maintaining that, whereby it's the national standard that establishes a target for production of ethanol in the entire country. And so Mr. Romney, when he was here last Tuesday, expressed support for maintaining that ethanol production goal. So Mr. Romney speaks now for the ticket, and it has been a non-issue here in Iowa this election cycle because the ethanol industry has moved on, has accepted the fact that the tax break has gone away.
Okay, Henderson is Radio Iowa's news director. It's always a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you so much for being on our show again.
It's nice to hear your voice.